what's happening, what's going on in Sharkland. This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today's show comes from the Bahamas and actually Eleuthera, and we will talk about Shark Week. I have to thank Greg Summers for it, one of our listeners who sent me the request. Thank you, Greg. I would have completely forgotten. If you have any other ideas that I like, you'd like to get covered, by all means, just drop me a note at ericritter@sharkschool.org. Eric Ritter is E-R-I-C-H-R-I-T-T-E-R, and I make sure I will get it on in the next few episodes. So now that Shark Week is over, what's the overall verdict? Lame, good, super, annoying? Well, what I wanted to see and hear has not been covered. Big surprise. So overall, my rating is 5 shark poops out of 5. 5, of course, is the biggest pile and, of course, the worst. Why? What did I want to see? What I want to see is how we can help sharks. And I mean, not how some scientists pretend to help sharks by offering tagging data and telling others to run with it. No, but how we all can make a difference in the life of sharks. I do not have to see any quote-unquote daredevils who swim with big sharks. That is just a natural thing. And I don't have to hear all these thrill words, the musing and everything. I'm not saying one should play polka music when diving with sharks, but why not something soothing? And, well, something that supports the harmony between us, nature, and sharks. But just look at the titles, and you have a clue about what was in these shows. Tell me something. How can we change people's views of sharks when the show has a white shark attacking it and the shark then kills a seal with all its blood and everything? I don't know. It beats me. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we should put on pink glasses and forget how sharks have to survive. But I feel that we should not support the fragile status of these animals by showing that. We can't support it. We destroy the fragile status. Granted, I get something out of it when it comes to hunting strategies, but how in the world do you want to get sympathy from an audience that just waits for footage like that? Or then the other audience that just likes to get scared? You will never change your attitude, and there I see the biggest problem. I did a lot of shows in my early years for Shark Week when I still could put in my 2 cents how sharks should be seen and how you can have fun being among them. But now these times passed. There's just no way anymore that you get airtime to educate about being in the water with them and talk about them. When did you see the last show on body language, approach patterns, or interspecies communication? With interspecies, I mean, of course, shark-human interaction. Well, you can't recall? Because that stuff died with my absence on these shows. It's just not good rating TV anymore to show how you actually can interact with them, and that's just it. Ratings need to be high, and you can't get that with education in mind that people can take to the beach, can use when going swimming, and so on. Don't get me wrong, there was some great footage, not surprising with all the gadgets they now have, but come on, is the purpose of Shark Week just to top each other with even a better drone angle, or do they want to give the TV audience something that they can actually use? I would bet on the latter. So why not going to Discovery then and tell them to do a show on body language? I tried, but no chance. It's just not in the trend of today's shark shows anymore. Nor are the shows on the negative and devastating effect on shark fishing and finning. Of course, once in a while you get a show on this topic, but not repeatedly and definitely not in a concentrated form as in Shark Week. People would say, we know about this, but it's not what we want to see over and over. No, we want to be entertained. And entertainment it is. So my proposal to Discovery is, why not create Awareness Week, where we hype up shows on animal cruelty, slaughtering, killing, and not just sharks, but cats, dogs, and anything that we love. I know this week will be a disaster, but it will serve a true purpose. Namely, what we do to our other inhabitants of this planet. Sure, I like to watch white sharks doing this and that, but over and over and over? No, not necessary. It's not needed. Why not make it challenging? Okay, how about reproduction on white sharks or birth? Put the same producers that create the same old shows over and over onto a topic like that. What would happen? Shark Week would turn into Shark Minute. One can't do it. It is as simple as that. So why worry? Why not sell what sells best and forget the whole educational value? Well, there is Shark Week for you. Have you ever been to a discovery shop? Yes? No? Well, go in there and you get one prominent impression. It is all about education. Yes, education. So the stores sells knowledge, triggers curiosity, makes education fun. Something very important for our kids, but as soon as you shift education to sharks, well, I think you get the picture. It sure is a pain for me to hear people say, can't wait until Shark Week. Me, I can, because there's nothing in there that truly helps to make them more appreciated and less scary. Or when was the last show focusing on the cuddly cat sharks, the dorky horn sharks, the placid wobbegongs? You get the point. As long as Discovery believes that selling the hype is more important than bringing people closer to sharks so they want to jump in and experience them for themselves, we'll stand still and just keep believing that better pictures and better angles of the same old is respectable education. Well, it is not. And then there is something else. Isn't there always? There were so many experts on these shows. I hadn't even a clue that there are so many of us. So can we take all the babble as facts and so for face value? Nope, definitely not. And this is another problem altogether. What they spread is aired in a gazillion countries and people believe because it is Discovery Channel. Discovery Channel would do very well if they could go back to early days when facts indeed were facts. But in today's world, you have the internet. You can easily find different answers for most of this stuff. So next time some of these quote-unquote experts tell us a story, check it on the internet, or even better, on Google Scholar, and you will be surprised how erroneous some of these guys are. But then again, why should you, right? Why can't you just accept what all these people say? Well, because not all of them are to be considered experts, despite their titles and how they present themselves. Again, education. So let's hope that Shark Week may turn into Shark Education Week one of these years. But should slaughtering of sharks keep going the rate it is, I'm sure Discovery rebrands its Shark Week show into Fossil Shark Week show, because that is what's going to be left. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege to be among them.